For decades, the Aspen Valley Land Trust has kept open spaces in the Roaring Fork Valley from being developed. Now the organization's director is preparing to step down. I sat down with Martha Cochran. She says the work AVLT has done to permanently preserve land is not just critical for views and historic land uses like ranching, it's important for wildlife.
Here, all the private land is on the valley floors, pretty much, which is the critical land in the winter. It's where the water is. And so as you think about areas to conserve, you usually start high with the public lands and then connect down to a river corridor. So we're always looking for those key corridors, migration corridors for wildlife.
Many tens of thousands of acres have been preserved by the Aspen Valley Land Trust, correct?
Correct. There's about 40,000 acres. And acres sometimes don't tell the story. I think the other important thing is more than 60 miles of stream frontage. So clean air, clean water, this is the most important thing you can do for that. And also the water rights. So if there's water on the land that we conserve, that has to stay there. So it can't be converted to municipal use or diverted to the Front Range.
Can you give an example of a land parcel that has been preserved by the Aspen Valley Land Trust?
The visible ones, the Watson Divide, that ranch is about an 800-acre conservation easement. And it has a house up on top, and it has a provision to build barns, hay sheds, that sort of thing, and that's all. Another one is the Jackson Ranch closer to Glenwood. It's 300 acres on both sides of the road. It's about a mile of the Roaring Fork River. It's kind of the, especially as you get down into Garfield County, it's really such an obvious open space because it's one of the last ones left.
The Aspen Times interviewed you, and you describe yourself as a farm girl at heart. You know, is that why you're doing this kind of work? Is that what attracted you to it?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, I grew up on land and I working land, and I just like land. I've had a career of land use, planning, you know, being on P&Z, city council. I just think the way we structure our physical environment is critical. And I also believe that we are losing connection to that, where our food comes from. What does make clean water? You know, it's not what's in the stream, it's what's around the stream. And I think that we need to just look at our environment and be more careful with how we treat it.
And this is one way of doing that.
Yes, yes. You know, we plan, build in urban centers, confine things. We need open land. As long as we have land, you can take care of yourself, you can have wildlife, you can have clean water and air. If you don't have land, you don't have any of that.
When I think of the Roaring Fork Valley, I think of dollar signs when it comes to land.
Right.
Especially maybe in terms of development. So how difficult is it? Is it increasingly difficult, I guess, to get people on board to do this?
Oddly enough, it's not. And I think that part of that is that the landowning population is aging. Past a certain point, this is a general statement, it's not about the money. Everybody, every single one of those would make two or three times, four times as much money by selling their land. It's not about the money, it's about what's important to them. And people that live on the land and love that land, that's the most important thing to them.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Martha Cochran is executive director of Aspen Valley Land Trust. She's stepping down at the end of the year, but intends to stay in the Roaring Fork Valley to pursue more gardening.